Did you know unless food is mixed with saliva, you can't taste it? Maybe you don't have corona, you just need more saliva. It's true. Did you know 11% of people are left-handed? Did you know reindeer like bananas? Did you know a lobster's blood is colorless, but when exposed to oxygen, it turns blue? Did you know bubble wrap was originally invented as wallpaper? Did you know cats spend 66% of their life asleep? I didn't know that because I'm a dog person. Did you know spaghetto, confetto, and graffito are the singular forms of spaghetti, confetti, and graffiti? This one I love. I'm not sure why, but I plan to use those words with my children. Why am I giving you all of these random facts? Because the more you know, right? I guess. Here's the deal. I've had the words, did you know, in my mind quite a bit lately. My girls love to start sentences with, did you know? They'll have some story to tell us, something they've learned in school, or they'll share some new discovery they've made about life or whatever. It's awesome, and I'd love it when they begin a conversation by saying, did you know? I find myself on the edge of my seat. I get excited to hear what they have to say. I value their opinions and what they are discovering, and often what they have to say is hilarious. The reality is, we are surrounded every single day with did you know messages, but how much of it actually builds you up? So much can be useless noise that actually distracts us from our true purpose. Knowledge is one thing, but godly wisdom is what will set you apart. So how do you get that? Proverbs 2, 6 through 11. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless, for he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Looking back on this year, I know I've allowed way too many did you knows into my head and heart. Just because we have access to information and all things doesn't mean we need to see it, read it, watch it, or be consumed by it. Wisdom, like the psalmist writes, comes from the Lord. God's word needs to be my guide, my light, and my sword. Within these pages is where I need to meditate and discover the kind of did you know truths that will build me up and strengthen me for each day. Like, did you know the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword? Did you know all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness? Did you know you can stay on a path of purity by living according to the Word? Did you know heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word will never pass away? And did you know God loved you so much, he sent his son to make a way for you to be saved? He did indeed. That's the truth. All of those truths and so many more are all found in the best place to discover all the did you knows you didn't know. Dig into the word, and before you know it, you'll be starting your own conversations with did you know? Like, did you know Jesus fasted for 40 days? Did you know Jesus needed solitude to pray and recharge? Did you know Jesus quoted scripture to the devil? Did you know Jesus raised 3 people from the dead? Did you know Jesus' family tree has some pretty shady characters? Did you know I'm forgiven, made new, and set free? Go discover more. I'm Lori Klein.